Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today is November 1st, which means we have two amazing things happening today. First of all, thank you to all the loyal listeners. In celebration of 100,000 downloads, we're holding a draw for an autographed copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, Second Chance. Listeners entered the draw by sending an email with 100,000 in the subject line. And today, we announce the winner of the 100,000 download contest. This one lucky winner gets an autographed copy of Robert's book. Next month, we will be reviewing Robert's book as our December Book of the Month. Today, I'm pleased to announce the lucky winner as Ravi Ganta. Congratulations, Ravi. I'll be sending you an email to let you know that you were the lucky winner. And once I have your mailing address, you'll get the book in the mail. On today's show, we're reviewing the Book of the Month for November. Our book this month is Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy. The Book of the Month titles are chosen based on a very simple criteria. If you read this book, it will change your life or your perspective on the world and how it works. It's a pretty simple criteria. It has to change your life. And this month's choice, Willpower Doesn't Work, is no exception. A little bit about the author. Benjamin Hardy is a researcher. He spent many years studying psychology at Clemson University. He's currently completing his PhD, and he's the author of 5 books. His works have been featured in Psychology Today, The Huffington Post, Business Insider, and The New York Observer, just to name a few. And Benjamin Hardy takes a completely different angle on the world of self-help. In fact, he demonstrates clearly that the majority of people in the self-help industry are leaning their ladder on the wrong tree. The traditional view of success is that you need more knowledge, a better strategy. You also need grit and willpower to get through the difficult times. But Benjamin's research says otherwise. The landscape is littered with people who know exactly what to do. Fitness and weight loss are maybe some of the two best-cited examples, and there are many others. Most people know exactly what to do. They know what foods to eat to be healthy. They know that French fries and pizza are not the right choice. They also know that refined sugars are bad. They also know that 10 minutes on the treadmill is not going to burn off that chocolate chip muffin. But there's still times, in moments of weakness, you'll indulge in something that's off your list of desired health foods. Full disclosure, I did it myself yesterday. I was at the airport and I was hungry, and that 450 calorie muffin was only $1.65. Patterns of trial and failure are rampant in most people's lives. You've tried to improve your life maybe a million times, and a million times you've come back to the drawing board, perhaps frustrated. You tried New Year's resolutions, and by February, you reverted to how things were last year. After enough failure, it's easy to conclude that you are the problem. But what if you're not the problem? What if there's another reason? We're surrounded by culturally accepted addiction-inducing stimulants. These include technologies like your smartphone, stimulants like caffeine, sugars and work, and depressants like alcohol. To become addicted to something is the norm. If you want to control your life, willpower should not be your strategy of choice. Your willpower disappeared the second your phone rang and you answered it because it was your boss on the other end of the line. It was gone when you were bombarded with 1,000 choices. Willing your way to change doesn't work, and it never did. Instead, you need to create and control your environment. If you're exerting willpower to accomplish anything, there's obviously an internal conflict. You want a muffin, but you want to be healthy. You want to work, but you want a good night's sleep. You want to be present with your family, but your phone is buzzing and distracting you. Willpower is like a muscle. It's a finite resource that depletes with use. And at the end of the day, when you've been exercising willpower all day long, you've got nothing left. You're left completely defenseless with zero control to achieve your goals in moments of fatigue. And Benjamin Hardy takes a deep look at the forces required to keep you in your lane. What are the structures outside you that are needed to set you up for success? We often talk about the need and the motivations to be internal, but guess what? The key to success is setting up the structures externally to you. It creates your environment. That's why Benjamin's book is the book of the month this month in November. Go check it out. Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy. In the meantime, congratulations again to Ravi. Have a great rest of your day. Make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.